The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing You Home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, Washington. Here we are again, another glorious day in April of 2021 in the best spring market I've seen since 2004. Before that, 1988. I don't know if there's anything to this, but they happen to be exactly 17 years apart. I don't know if any of you all can remember, or maybe could inform my thinking, if you were around in 1961, which would be, 1971, I can't count this morning. 1971, 17 years before the 88 market. Was the 71 market a blistering hot market? It'd be interesting to know. And if the 1954 market was like that, and if the 1937 market was good. Now, granted, there was the Great Depression, but we were, you know, I don't know. I'd be curious to hear if there's any consistency in a 17-year cycle. Anybody have any opinion on that? Send me an email personally, eric@ericstewartgroup.com. eric@ericstewartgroup.com. You have questions today? You want to talk about selling your home? You want to talk to me personally? Send it to eric@ericstewartgroup.com. You can call us toll-free, 800-900-9104. That's our toll-free number. Makes it easy, cheap, free, whatever, and you can just remember that. 800-900-9104 to call us. I'm Eric Stewart, the host of the show. I'm with Long & Foster Realtors, 33 years selling homes, and we bring in the straight deal here. The truth in real estate is what Mark Levin says about me and what I bring. So I want to talk for just a few minutes about some of our listings that are currently on the market or are about to come on the market. I want to chat about a home in Alexandria that I mentioned last week briefly as we ran into our senior moments, which, by the way, if you haven't heard, is a radio theater piece we've been airing every week for the past 5 weeks previously. Today is episode 6. It's a lot of fun, and it looks in a humorous way at the whole concept of finding a retirement community. So join us for episode 6. If you've missed any of the episodes, you can go to ericstewartgroup.com and listen there. You can also podcast our radio show if you don't like getting up at 8 o'clock in the morning or just happen to be tuning in today, but you want to hear in the future, you can subscribe. Look me up on Spotify or iHeartRadio or other podcasting services. Eric Stewart, Real Estate Radio there. 913 2nd Street, built 1930. This is a row house that is, let me explain to you. We have home sellers that come to us, the Eric Stewart Group, that are exceptionally detailed in the way they care, prepare, and present their homes. And sometimes we have, as you heard me talk before, homes that are just put on the market in as-is condition, and they're not going to sell as much as the perfectly presented ones. In the market that we're in, they're going to sell, though, because there's not enough inventory for the demand. And people are taking on houses that need a lot of work that they wouldn't have previously. This one is a three-bedroom, one-bath, single-family home. Sorry, a row house, rather, built in 1930. Kitchen was completely redone by Bray and Scarf. Bathroom, all original, almost all original, in that lovely light green, black, and white tile combination, which is so classic. And honestly, it looks phenomenal. Full basement, level walkout to the front and the back from the basement, off-street parking for a vehicle, $800,000, won't last long at that price. Go out to Warland Road in Marshall, Virginia. We have a home at $2.15 million that's on over 70 acres of land, and you can check out Warland and our other properties. Go to ericstewartgroup.com, type in a 10599 Warland, Warland Road, Marshall, Virginia. Looking to get out and away and want to have that second home and horses and whatnot. There are paddocks there, and there's a barn for the horses and tractors and other things. And the sellers who remodeled this home extensively over a long period of time have crafted a home that carries all the original old world charm and all the nuance and beauty and ease of new technology. Check that out. Over on Joven Circle, well, we just put this under contract, 8363 Joven Circle in Springfield, townhome at 520. I've got a property on Raymond Avenue in McLean. This house went to contract, listed at $2 million, went to contract at $2.15 million. If you have a luxury home, we know how to sell it for top dollar. We just sold another one in a Springfield single family. One of our longtime radio listeners, been listening to my show now for 15 or so years. Listed for $650, multiples above asking. We have one coming in Alexandria, a large single-family home over on Grist Mill Woods Court. Can't give you the details on that because it's in the coming soon phase. But if you're looking for a really nice single-family home, Alexandria, big square footage at $1,050,000, let us know. We'll be glad to line you up for that when it hits the market. So with the market being as vibrant as it is, and we have more listings, but I want to turn our attention now specifically, I want to turn our attention to the issue of appraisals, which I've chatted briefly. We have to cure our contracts of appraisals when the prices are jumping the way that they are. The home that we sold 2 weeks ago, listed at $935,000, sold for $1,035,000, not likely to appraise for $100,000 over asking price. So we negotiated the buyer to take all the risk on a low appraisal. In a six contract fighting circus like we have right now in some of our houses, when you have six buyers all wanting to put their name on the mailbox, if we can get the buyer to say, look, if the appraiser comes in, he doesn't understand the value, I'll take the risk, then the seller doesn't worry about 2 weeks after going to contract, the whole thing falling apart because some guy from Haymarket, who doesn't understand the nuance of Alexandria City, comes in and misappraises a property. Right? We've had it happen. Somebody from Timonium, Maryland, come into Potomac because the appraisal company didn't have anybody else available. Person didn't understand the area. We have to be so protective of our sellers. We need a large deposit. We ask for 5% on a $2 million home. $100,000 deposit is expected. We had a home in McLean at $800,000. We sold for $905,000, nine offers. We had the buyer put up a $100,000 deposit because that house probably wasn't going to appraise for $840,000, $850,000. In fact, it only appraised for $840,000. We had that buyer put up $100,000, and we had them agree in writing to cure the deficiency between the sales price and the appraisal. Meaning, if the property appraises for less, in this case $840,000, and they have a $905,000 sale price, that they'll make up the difference. That buyer got really squirmy when that appraisal came in at $840,000 about 2.5 weeks after we went to contract. They went from the elation of, yoo-hoo, I got the house, I can't believe it, my name goes on the mailbox, I'm the happiest guy, Eric, thank you so much, I love you, man. This is the best day of my life next to marrying my wife, I love you, man. 2.5 weeks later, that appraisal comes in at $840,000. Eric, I overpaid. What have I done? My mom is going to be upset with me. My mom and dad are going to think that I was foolish for paying this much more. You can hear in what I'm communicating the anxiety that we all feel after we've made a decision to buy something. And don't you feel this way? You go shopping for something, you're looking around all the corners, you're looking for a deal, you're looking for a bargain, there's got to be somewhere, I'm missing some online coupon to get 5% off that I missed. Right? We all don't want to pay more than we have to for anything. Some of it's just the embarrassment and the feeling like, oh, great, I got taken advantage of, and some of it is just, we want to keep that money for the future, right? When nine people are saying this house is worth more than $800,000 and two of them are willing to fight their way up to $900,000 and one says, I'll pay you $5,000 more than that, and they get the house, I want that contract wrapped up tight. Large deposit of $100,000 covers the entire distance between the sales price and that appraisal and then some. The buyer would have to be willing to walk away from $100,000 to not settle that. And even though they paid $65,000 more than the appraised price, and the appraiser didn't do a bad job in this case, just market hadn't quite gotten where you know, this was maybe the first house that made the jump. But before I finish that, Stuart Rosenthal joins me. Stuart, good morning.
Hi, Eric. We have a very interesting health story. A lot of interesting health stories, actually. But this is one about smoking cannabis. As you may remember, we've done stories in the past about medical marijuana and how it can be very helpful for the right kind of person. And of course, nowadays, even recreational marijuana is becoming legal in a lot of places. So people might be saying, well, maybe that's really safer than smoking because, you know, you don't, it's different kind of, it's not tobacco. Well, the truth is, it might actually be worse than smoking because the way it works is when you smoke a cigarette, you take your short puffs. But apparently, you know, when you smoke marijuana, you take deep breaths and it goes really deep into your lungs and these toxins get carried into there. So don't think it's safer than regular smoking. That's the first thing. And secondly, there's some evidence that could be harmful for your heart. If you already have a heart condition, keep in mind that when you smoke marijuana, it raises your heartbeat, it raises your blood pressure, it can even increase the risk of heart attack or stroke or atrial fibrillation. So talk to your doctor. If you're taking medical marijuana, they can control how much you take and how you do it. But just be a little bit careful if you're thinking of going that direction.
Good insight, Stuart. As always, Stuart Rosenthal from the Beacon newspaper, back with more in just a moment.